What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's get, I know we got people on, I think Nick, hold on, 916-909-1320. Yeah, Nick, appreciate your call, man. What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up? Hey, so I love you guys, and one of the reasons I love you is because you're introspective, you investigate yourselves, and you're looking at how people are taking your message. But I'm just going to tell you that it's silly season right now. I'm going to flip the script on all this. It's the Kings fans that are overvaluing these assets in a league where there is no cap space. Like, what are you? You're going to be trading $18 million of Monk. You're going to have to take $18 million back. And people who are getting paid $18 million, you're going to have to look at it. You know, Monk for X, what kind of value does that team hold with X that they're already paying $18 million for, right? Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, this is not a league that would lend itself to an easy rebuild. The best thing to do, I think, hold on to these guys until people get injured during the season, until people get desperate and they need a shot maker like Malik, they need a shot maker like DeRozan, maybe even Levine, you know, and people start getting antsy, right? You got title hopes, title aspirations. Someone gets hurt, who knows what they'll give up. But right now, there's no one, unless you're trading with the Nets, no one's got the cap space. You're going to have to take money back. So
I think you're spot on.
I don't think that this is not, you know, people are trying to point fingers at you all saying, oh, you're wrong. No, you're not wrong. It's Kings fans need to get real with what the value of these guys is in this league context.
I think you're spot on.
When Nick started the call with "I love you guys," I was expecting the worst second sentence ever.
Thought he's gonna turn.
But
on
you guys are idiots.
Thought he's gonna turn on us.
He was gonna hit us with the KC. No, that's my man, and then destroy us. Appreciate
but he's 100% spot on, and we talked.
This market's brutal.
Well, it is, brutal. And that's what I try to explain to people on Twitter, on here. We talk about it. Jason Jones talked about it. I think the league is terrified of this CBA.
Mm.
Like, I think this is less of an indictment on Malik Monk as a basketball player as it is more of a representation of what the league is going through right now. And the league, unless they're 100% sure who they want, what they want, and where they're at as a team, they're not taking no chances. I was talking to Jesse about the Kevin Durant deal. The Kevin Durant deal, like, it was cool, but look what they got. They got a bunch of second rounders, Dylan Brooks, and Jalen Green for Kevin Durant. 4 years ago, that's Rudy Gobert deal. That's four or five first rounded. Like, obviously, KD's in a different
market,
place.
Yeah.
But still, like,
market's a factor, but so is age.
You couldn't get two first rounders?
He's expiring. Like, I hear you. I'm not trying to detract from your point. Like, yes, like, It's different, but I think we all knew the Kevin Durant deal wasn't going to be the Brooklyn deal.
No, but that's Kevin.
But seeing
Durant.
That number of seeing that, like, you would think, and I get, this is where credit to Raphael Stone really goes, is we talk about teams going, you know, the Desmond Bane in Orlando going, that's our guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the move we have to make. This was the move Houston had to make. Yes. And you're on point. That's all they had to do.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you said it a number of different times. If a team, Desmond Bane, Orlando, Kevin Durant, Houston, those franchises are saying we are a Kevin Durant away from contending for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
We are a Desmond Bane away from contending for a championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go get them. No disrespect. This is just the market. Who is saying they're a Malik Monk away from contending a championship? And once again, that's not a knock on Malik. It's the way the league is moving. It feels like they're looking at these things like, if we're not a player X away from contending for a championship, we're not moving on them. Like that's, we're not, the aprons are too crazy right now.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's not the player. It's this system that's in the NBA right now, my opinion.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the system.
Let's see what TC talking about here on the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, 916-909-1320. TC, what's happening?
What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing, big dog?
Oh, man, just vibing, Jesse in the back. So, look, check it out, bro. I get it with the CBA, the whole money, but this, if there's any legs, which it's sounding like with Kuminga, bro, and Monk, I'm doing that. And I'm signing Kuminga to that contract, right? Whether it's I'm not going no higher than 30 for Kuminga, right? So it's either going to be anywhere between 22. I might even give him that. What was that? That Jabari, what was that? 5 years, 120, just to make it look good. And then the last couple of years you can play with just to get him in the building with that talent, bro. At 24, you can pull moves with him. At the 3-4, interchangeable with Keegan. So, like, if Perry has got his eye on that move, I'm all for it. I know how we get all antsy with Golden State Kings fans, but at this point, bro, I'm not caring. It's a win-win for both. They need Monk to help Curry out, and we need Kuminga. I don't care about the whole Warrior King stuff at this point. I'm talking about getting talent here in SAC, whether it's coming from Golden State, whether it's coming from the Lakers or whoever, bro. Just get the talent in here. I'm all in on that Kuminga signing trade. That's all I got.
Yeah, you can be all in, TC. I don't think it's real. Like, I know Sam talked to Dave this morning. Like, I don't even think Sam hinted that it was like, yeah, like, sure, he wants to go to Miami. Like, there's other teams out there. Mm-hmm. Could Sacramento wind up being a thing? Like, sure. I didn't take it as, yeah, Sacramento's a team to watch. That's not how I took it. Mm-hmm. Maybe I misinterpreted Sam's tone. Maybe I misinterpreted what Sam said. But I did not take what Sam said as the Kings, man, they're really in on this. I didn't take it that as I don't even know who's dictating the Jonathan Kuminga market right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Is it Kuminga? Is it the Warriors? Is it other teams? Like, I don't know who is really, I can't think of another word besides dictate, so I'll just say it again. I don't know who's dictating his market.
I'm trying to figure out where exactly that's where it came from. So it wasn't Sam. Jake Fisher talked about it again.
Okay.
And Jake Fisher, he said Sacramento Kings would be interested, including Malik Monk, and a trade package for Jonathan Kuminga. Sources say that Sacramento, meanwhile, would be interested in including Malik Monk in any ongoing trade package, but nothing substantial has materialized with the Warriors. So that's why it started popping back up again, because Jake Fisher mentioned it, I think, in the Substack, the most recent one. It doesn't really fit. It starts to bring up more questions, for me at least, because I could be off here, but I don't think it would make sense to have Kuminga and Keegan on the team with how the team is right now. Now, part of that is you got DeRozan still around. We think DeRozan's going to be here. And one of the things that Kuminga has talked about is wanting to go somewhere where he can start. and there's no place for him to start. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, you know my stance. I'll repeat this again. I'll always repeat this. Mm-hmm. People get caught up on the starter. I'm talking about who finishes. So even if you say DeRozan can come off the bench, and fine, he's your sixth man. Last 5 minutes of the game, what does that look like? I don't think DeRozan is going to be on the bench the last 5 minutes. So who's going to be on the bench? Keegan? Kuminga? Which Kuminga was upset about.
Why do you keep saying DeRozan? Is it like because you'd have the idea of putting LaVine at two, Keegan at three, Kuminga at four?
Yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
What do you mean? Like DeRozan?
Because
I don't think you're sending LaVine to
the bench. Okay, got you. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay.
DeRozan needs to be a sixth man. That's why I kind of bring him up. And I just, that's, part of me would navigate.
You can't have DeRozan, LaVine, Kuminga, Keegan.
Yeah.
You know, because you're back to the point guard issue.
Yeah, you got that whole thing. One part of me says, if you were able to get Kuminga, because while I'm not 100% sold on him as a player, I do think it's the type of player that a franchise like Sacramento should take a chance on. Maybe you look at it like, all right, Kuminga, Keegan, this is a little awkward right now, but it's only going to be for a year. DeRozan's going to be gone in a year.
Sure.
Then we'll have a little bit more of a comfortable setting, so to speak, with how we do the rotations and the team and all this other stuff. So that was one way to work through it, but it's still a roadblock. Like, how does Keegan, both Keegan and Kuminga for $25 million plus or somewhere around there, that's, I don't know if that's how I would want to spend my money if I was Scott Perry. So then I went to another crazy.
But how do you, like, what we haven't even gotten to is how you pull that deal off.
Depending on. Depending on what Kuminga's deal looks like, it fits with Malik. Someone said you only have to be, and we'll figure this out, I'm sure. But somebody said you only have to be $10 million within Kuminga's salary. So say, for instance, Kuminga signed for $25 million a year. Malik at 18 does it. You're close enough. So financially, I've seen enough where people think it would work in a realistic way. But I don't know, man. Part of me feels like maybe the best way to use your assets or use the roster that you have is like maybe you get Kuminga, maybe you choose between him and Keegan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Maybe trade Keegan for another piece that you would like, and maybe that can net you some draft capital. And I don't know. And I'm not saying that's what I would do, but I think that's, I feel like that's something you would have to look at if you did bring Kuminga in. I just don't know how Keegan and Kuminga work out.
We'll come back. This was weeks ago, had a thought and opinion on Russell Westbrook's future. I just got confirmation I was wrong on that, as if it's not already obvious. I'll share what I'm talking about, and we'll talk a little bit more about Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, what this lineup may look like, and one reality that the Sacramento Kings and the Kings fans are going to be facing this year. Plus more of your phone calls, 916-909-1320. It's D'Lo and KC on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
You know, real quick, this won't take long. I said I would say what happened on the air yesterday. I had to go on my way home. I had to stop downtown because...
get your new hat.
Well, I had to charge.
Yeah.
To make it
a car like yours, yep.
So I had to charge. Oh, will you stop it? I saw you pulling up today. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't do that. So I had to charge. And typically,
free agency news, Dante Exum to Dallas.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I thought you were being serious and something happened.
That's where we're at. Dante Exum to Dallas.
I got so excited right now.
Dante Exum to Dallas. Is he going back? I never knew he left.
No, he's back to Dallas.
Where was he before?
Dallas.
Oh, he's just resigning.
Say Dante Exum. I assume he's still in Utah.
That's a throwback. Well, he beat the Kings' ass.
That's what I was going to say. Dante,
one of his four threes in the fourth quarter. Actually, he shot it four times. He made the one.
He hit 47 threes. You can't tell me otherwise.
But I go downtown. I had a charge. I'm like, well, I'll charge. Let me pick up the hat real quick. I go down to where I park under the movie theaters.
Exclusive parking, yep.
No, not at all. It's under Yard House, actually. Or maybe it is. It doesn't matter. So I go down there. Usually, it's... what was yesterday? Tuesday. Mm-hmm. It's like 6 o'clock. Like, should be no problem, man. I can get in here and charge and nothing's going on. I get into the parking garage, cars everywhere. I'm like, damn, what the hell? Is it a concert going on? That's crazy. Some concert must be going on. And then I park, I get up, go get the hat. You know, I go get a cookie from Insomnia. I like to do that every time I go.
Good luck. Yep, good luck.
Now it's like, well, let me see what's going on around Doko. And I just see people, but it's clearly not a concert. Nothing's going on in Golden 1. I was like, what the hell's going on? I go to that other little spot that I'm not going to mention right now because they ain't rocking with us. But I walk over there. There's a Love Island watch party that is packed. There was a line to get in. Absolutely packed Love Island watch party. You go to the little, you know, the little champagne bar right next to Insomnia?
Fizz.
No, not Fizz. On the other side by where Phenom is.
Okay.
Packed. Another Love Island watch party. I go on the IG at Blue Q. Another Love Island watch party. Downtown was littered with Love Island watch parties last night. I mean, it was... you would think that 49ers and Cowboys were playing last night the way the people were out there last night for that damn thing. I can't believe this. What are they going to do when sports really start playing again? Like, are they going to be like, sports, you can wait. We got this Love Island watch party we got to do.
So you're going to spend money on food, drinks, all that stuff for something you got at home?
Technically, we do it. We go watch a sports game.
I haven't been to a sports bar in a while.
Technically, we do it. But look, if you're an establishment and you see how this is popping off, new episode of Love Island goes on, or the Kings and the Wizards are playing, What you showing on the big screen? What you showing?
Love Island.
This is crazy. We got to stop this. We got to stop this. No disrespect to Love Island, but they can't be taking over sports bars now. They got to stop this.
Love Island's really running the world, right? Or no, this Love country, Island I guess. Is, yeah, whatever Love, you want to yeah, call it. Whoever. Love, I don't know. It's everywhere.
Love Island is fire. I don't know what's going on because Katie watches like three episodes without me, and then all of a sudden I tune in. Like, who the hell is that guy? Where did, and who's she? So I don't know what's going on.
Does
That's
it
one.
Never end?
Is
it
like apparently not.
I think it's every day.
Apparently goes on forever. It doesn't air on Thursdays.
Somebody said Wednesday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Wednesday and Sunday? Okay.
Yeah, I've lost my TV all week.
It's fine. That's one. Love Island's fire. So that's fine. Two. I want to salute Jesse Tapia and remind Kenny Carraway, you're the worst show producer that's ever lived.
What?
Why? Is this on the rundown?
No, of course it's not. I just want to point out, you brought that story to the air, but didn't think that shunning Patrick Willis for a picture was show-worthy.
No, well,
he's learned. Yeah, he learned from his mistakes.
That was how he started all this.
Dude is scared.
I was going to say it during the break.
Say that again.
Yeah, dude's scared. I can't remember last time he kept the story for a break. Like, now it's just always on air, well, whether it needs to be or not.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I said earlier. I said, you know what? Because I remember I was about to say it during the break. I was like, no, I'm going to listen to the homies. Let me just bring it on air or whatever the case may be. But yeah, Doko was littered with Love Island watch parties last night.
That's crazy. That's cool. The LJ Friday, how often do you go to sports bars? Like, unless they're paying me, I don't. I'm not going to a sports bar.
Yeah, I got Sunday tickets, so.
What am I going to do that for?
It's cool to watch a game in a sports bar every now and then.
Remember that time we had a meeting? Oh, maybe I had the meeting by myself. Anyway, we had a meeting somewhere. Maybe it was just me. I think it was me and you. It was the night of a Kings game. This was before Beam Team. And
the
they
one,
weren't
the
airing.
The one at Bennett's?
That's what yeah, it was. And they weren't airing the Kings game?
No.
Yeah,
it was me, you, and Danny. We were playing the Pelicans.
We had to ask, like, "Hey, could you turn off this nationally televised ESPN game and put, I don't know, the Sacramento Kings on?"
It's crazy.
I remember when your boy Joe called me to a meeting at Yard House, and he called
My
me
boy
into.
Joe.
He
I remember me, when I was with the Green Bay Packers.
Jesus Christ. He called to tell me that he wasn't going to make me the brand manager because we got to a point when Danny left where it was like, just let me do this. Mm. Like, I'm not going anywhere. Just let me do it. And it was the night of a Kings game. And same thing, Lakers and That's Clippers true. Or something. It's like, hey, I know this is weird, man. I got to work. Could you put the Sacramento Kings game on TV? And the guy looks at me and goes, I guess, goes and gets the TV, turns it to the Kings game, then looks at me and goes, this? Yeah, bitch, that. God. And I'm looking around like, am I the first one to say something?
No, really, I think you were. So, things did change after Beam Team 1, though.
Oh, yeah.
Last year. They weren't even good last year. And you go anywhere and the Kings game is on.
Yeah.
But that was a regular occurrence.
Crazy.
Before Beam Team 1.
Absolutely crazy. Just not showing Kings games at restaurants and bars in Sacramento. Did have fun when we did 49ers Eagles at that place that Oasis had rocking.
Yeah, Ice Cream Sundays was going crazy. They might have us back.
Was that Ice Cream Sundays?
It was, but it was the original spot.
Okay, so we got a new spot. Yeah, that's why I'm not saying their name. Yeah.
Yeah, but they Nico was like, yo, we about to get that popping again. All right, y'all got to pull up. Well, that was popping. Yo, they had that game jumping. I said, wow. Shout out, Leezy. I see you, big dog.
You said is it CJ on the line? You said we got CJ waiting for us? 916-909-1320. What's up, CJ?
What's happening, fam? How we doing today, y'all?
Good, man. How you doing?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I just wanted to say, I think I would love the Kamina deal, but I agree with y'all. I don't think it's a realistic thing. I think the question that we need to start asking ourselves is, how do we unlock Monk like he was in that Beam Team year? And I think the answer is, we got to get Zach LaVine to be more aggressive. And I don't know if it was because he was trying to find his way and fitting into the team when he came over, but there was plenty of games when I'm just watching and he's just standing and he's acting like he doesn't know what to do, you know? And I was a big fan when we brought Zach in because it was almost to a degree, it was almost like the same player minus some defense. Foxy is a little bit, is significantly better on defense. But if we can get Zach LaVine to be more aggressive, then that's going to open up the ability for Monk to be on the floor at the same time. I think the problem is all the attention when Fox left got diverted to Monk, and Monk wasn't able to deal with it. He wasn't ready for that. There was a lot more double teams. There was a lot more traps at the half court. If you can get Zach LaVine unlocked to where every single possession he's a threat to do something, I think that changes a lot of things for Monk, and it's going to help his value. But other teams are just watching everything that happened at the back end of last year, and they're like, Monk can't handle the ball. He's not reliable. He can't knock down shots. And like I said, that's not reflective as Monk as a player. That was asking him to do too much. But I think we need to start expecting more out of the all-stars on this team, and that'll help out a lot of things.
But CJ,
we're still not going to be a championship contender.
CJ, wouldn't that require, because you didn't mention DeMar once. Like, wouldn't that require DeMar to be gone?
Man, DeMar is not going to be gone. I mean, I'm not looking at it here. My outlook right now is we're not going to be a contending team no matter what we do right now.
Uh-huh.
We need to start building for the future. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's great that we want to win ball games, but at the end of the day, like, if they're not shipping out DeMar because they're focusing on building the culture, then we still have to start pushing responsibility on guys that we know are going to be here just because we're not going to be able to get rid of their contract. We're not going to be able to get rid of Zach simply because of the contract. So, yeah, I mean, if DeMar goes, that changes a lot of things. Yeah. But, I mean, we saw in Chicago, man, when they had a solid point guard, when Lonzo was out there and DeMar and LaVine were playing, bro, they were the number one team in the East until Lonzo went down.
Yeah. Now, CJ, we, okay, CJ. We appreciate you, CJ. Thanks
CJ
for that.
Was cooking. CJ, with all the calls so far today have been cooking. That CJ, CJ, this is something that doesn't get talked about enough, and we talked about it during the season.
Yeah.
I think the problem with Zach LaVine isn't that he's this ball-dominant chucker. It's that he's not. That's my issue with Zach LaVine. Shoot the ball. How many times will we come into...
And to be clear, we talked about that when he was in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't just happen when he got traded to Sacramento. It happened in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. I think CJ was 100% on point with Zach LaVine needing to be more aggressive. Now, this could be a situation that is just him. Like, people might have been saying this about Zach LaVine his entire career, and now we're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
But what was always portrayed to us of who Zach LaVine was is he was just a shooting guard who just wants to shoot the ball all the time, doesn't play defense, nothing. That's actually not accurate at all.
That's right.
I would love Zach LaVine to shoot the ball a lot more.
Yeah.
Remember, every time they got an opportunity, Malik Monk and DeMar DeRozan would say last year, yeah, it's about time you start shooting the ball.
Right.
We keep telling him to shoot, shoot, shoot. Yeah. Like, I would love for him to start being this guy that just is a shooting guard that shoots the ball all the time. And CJ's 100% correct. If he can – one of my issues with Zach is I can't trust him because of what I saw is at the end of the season and the passive nature of his game. If you told me, man, there was just an adjustment period getting here to Sac, he had some personal things going on that had his mind off the game a little bit, and going into this year, he's a lot more comfortable. He's going to be more aggressive on the offensive end. I would say I would be like proclaiming, yo, watch out. Zach is perfectly fine. He's about to cook this year.
Mm-hmm.
If I knew his mentality was going to be a little different. I don't know that, which is why you guys haven't heard me say much about Zach. Because people pile on, he's a bad ball player, all this other stuff, bad contract. If he's not going to be aggressive, I can't defend that. I will defend the Zach LaVine acquisition, him being on this roster, if I know he's going to be aggressive. That may be who he is, though. That may be just part of, like, the Zach LaVine experience. He's just never going to always be aggressive, and that is a problem. But, yeah, I agree 100% with CJ.
it's one of those things where when you talk about the circumstances of last season, Mike Brown, congratulations, by the way, to the new New York Knicks head coach. I do have a question I want to ask about that, so we'll get to that at some point. But Mike Brown is the new coach for the New York Knicks. But you have the Mike Brown situation, the impending De'Aaron Fox situation. Mm-hmm. You have the acquisition of Zach LaVine. You have all of these different things. You have the things that Zach LaVine was going through when he got here right prior to his trade. And, of course, in the immediate aftermath all the way through the season, dude never was never able to settle in here. I think lived at the Sawyer at some hotel the entire time he was here in Sacramento. And I know it's not like he was here for years, but like February to April is a long time to live in a hotel. Mm-hmm. Being in a hotel, I don't care how nice the room is. Being in a hotel for 4 days is difficult for me. Being in a hotel for 4 months, again, no matter how nice it is really, really difficult. Then you start talking about, you know, a wife and a kid and all of that stuff being involved. Like it's tough. And it's one of those things where you go, okay, none of those things are a factor this year. Obviously, his wife and kid are still around, but they're in a far different situation than they were days after, you know, a baby is born.
Right.
Mike's got a job. De'Aaron's got a home. Doesn't have an extension yet, but he's got a home. None of those things can be brought up anymore. So, Zach, you got to work. Malik, if Malik is still here, no matter what the Sacramento Kings try to do, no matter what Malik might have going on in his life off the court, bro, you got to play. We can't keep coming up with these extenuating circumstances excuses. We got to put those behind us. You got to start fresh. Starts with Doug and trickles down to DeMar. Domas, if Domas is mad about being here, it's too goddamn bad. You make $40 million. Go be a $40 million player. Go be an all-pro player. Go be an all-NBA player. Be the dude on this team.
I'd have to imagine, too. It's got to leave a bad taste in your mouth. Where it's like, yeah, nobody in the league wants you guys right now. Like, you guys kind of got to build yourselves up a bit, no?
I would, I would think so. If you're not going around pouting and actually take it personal, yeah, that should be something that would be motivating or want to go out there and prove your worth or prove people wrong. I agree with you, but who knows? Like, I don't know. Not everybody has that type of mentality. I think you've said it before, probably far less people in the pros have that type of mentality than we realize.
I mentioned a few minutes ago, I want to get back to this, the roster, but I don't want this to slip my mind, because I said a few minutes ago, I had a theory on Russell Westbrook that dates back, we're July, probably, it's probably over a month ago at this point. Mm-hmm. When Russell Westbrook opted out of that 3.2, I think it was essentially a league, vet league minimum deal in Denver, I said, well, if he wants, I believe he wants to continue to play basketball, he knows exactly where he's going to sign. I was told directly, nope, he didn't. Didn't want to be in Denver anymore. Didn't want to deal with that. But no, when he opted out, he was sharp enough to know he had suitors, multiple suitors, but he did not have a particular destination in mind. Mm-hmm. Was also told when we presented the idea of a Russ's career is winding down. There might be things, you know, you know, maybe Indiana is a thing, you know, maybe Milwaukee is a thing with the loss of Ty and Dame and so on. But bro might just want to be in California. Mm. Bro just might, maybe not California, bro just might want to be close to home. Mm-hmm. And turns out there's some validity to that. And there is interest with the Sacramento Kings. Obviously, everybody is aware of that. That's real. There is genuine interest. I'm trying to find out if those conversations have gone anywhere. I'm trying to figure out where those conversations are. I can't. Mm-hmm. All I can figure out, or all I know, is my theory on what was going on with Russell Westbrook a month ago was absolutely wrong. Mm-hmm. He did not have a singular destination that he knew he was going to go to. And right now, there are multiple teams talking to him. And again, according to it, Sacramento's definitely one of them. That's not dead because the sign and trade thing didn't happen with Detroit. That's not dead because Dennis Schroeder is here. It's not dead at all. Like, those conversations are happening. I'm trying to figure out where they're at. I can't, yeah. But I'm going to keep trying. Yeah. But the idea that he had picked out a team, just that was a assumption on my part, and it was wrong.
What exactly happened at the end of the Denver year? Wasn't there like the report that people were blaming him in the locker room, and then Aaron Gordon?
That was during the playoffs.
During the playoffs.
Yeah, that was during that. I think it was the OKC series where Ramona, you know, coincidence, essentially wrote a story on something we talked about. That Denver team, because one, shout out to the Nuggets, and we'll try to get to this at some point today. Their biggest issue against Oklahoma City was the lack of depth. They appeared to have fixed that.
They've done a great
job. Yeah, they have had a, you know, I know Houston has won the offseason. Denver has done a hell of a job this offseason. But Ramona, the crux of Ramona's article was, this team might go as Russell Westbrook goes. If Westbrook is having one of those games, yo, Denver could absolutely beat Oklahoma City. If Russell Westbrook is having one of those games, they don't have the depth to make up for it. They don't have the guys to make up for it. They just weren't. They just didn't have enough depth on their roster to run against Oklahoma City. And it didn't fit the article, but Ramona wrote about a exchange between Aaron Gordon and Russell Westbrook from a third-party perspective. And Aaron Gordon, without being asked, said, yo, that's trash.
That's right. He did it after one of the games.
Yeah. He was not asked.
Right.
He said, that report is complete fabrication. The conversations between myself and Russell Westbrook, myself and anyone in this locker room, are between me and everyone in this locker room. Mm-hmm. I have the utmost respect for Russell Westbrook, and part of the reason we are here in this position is what Russell Westbrook has done. And he shut his time down and walked away.
Yeah,
that happened in the playoffs. Russell Westbrook had a fantastic year last year. He was put into a position where I think he was doing good off the bench. He was put into a position where he had to start a bunch of games. That's where Denver really got rolling. I think Aaron Gordon was out, if I remember correctly. Gordon comes back. Russ goes back to the bench, and he just continues doing what he did. And, yo, they had a chance to, you know, they had a chance to beat OKC. Couldn't do it. Ran out of gas. I think they got blown out in Game 7, if I remember right.
They started out strong and then just got destroyed.
Yeah. But what happens next with him, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He's going to play. Mm-hmm. Like, and there were times where, you know, even as the biggest Russell Westbrook fan, I was like, I don't know where his next stop is. Like, so when he opted out, that's part of what led me to the belief that, oh, he knows exactly where he's going. His team, they did their due diligence. It turns out he just didn't want to be in Denver anymore.
He said, I'm getting out of here. I got a question. I'll ask a question. We'll get into it a little bit. Do you think we've reached not just with like philosophy and all this other stuff?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But the rumors and it being so prevalent that the Kings want to move on from Malik Monk, are they at a point where you have to move on from Malik Monk?
Absolutely not.
What does that look like for that locker room, though? Do you trust, like, I guess the question would be, do you trust?
Dalton Connect actually got traded and had to go back to the team. Like,
but that's Dalton Connect. I don't know. Like, you didn't have to play Dalton Connect, and they didn't. Like, if Malik Monk comes back, and you're asking him to play 25 minutes a night, are you worried that, not that you can't trust him, that's not the term I want to use, but like, where's his mind going to be? Where's his heart going to be? Y'all just tried to get rid of me all summer long, and now you're asking me to play 25 minutes a night and play the right way and buy in to Christie and all this other stuff. So, you got to be a professional.
I'll go from a different perspective. I'll go the non-Doug Christie, Scott Perry's perspective, and I'll go Malik Monk's agent's perspective. You got to put that behind you. Because if you're in your feelings, that's perfectly fine. You're one more team away from being a journeyman, and you need to establish your value. It doesn't matter if DeMar is here. It doesn't matter if Zach is here. It doesn't matter who is here. You are. If they have a role for you, you have to embrace it. Because when we signed that deal with Sacramento last year, we weren't just thinking about the next 4 years. We were thinking about the next seven. Prove yourself to Sacramento. And if that doesn't work, prove yourself to the rest of the league. But it does you, Malik Monk, the player, no benefit to be in your feelings about what happened this summer. And as his representation, that's what I'd say. Like, we can't do anything about it. We were in a position last year. We made our decision. This is where we were going to be. We absolutely thought it was the best position. Obviously, things have changed. Go out there, embrace those changes, be great. And, yo, either you establish yourself here in Sacramento. DeMar is gone next year. Zach could be gone next year. You could be in an entirely different position with this organization 1 year from now. And that's the other thing about all of this. That's going to require more than 60 seconds. So we'll come back. I also want your response about how you'd handle this if you were Malik Monk going into next season. And I know we got some more calls. Hang tight. We want to hear from everyone. Buddha, that's you. Don't go nowhere,
hey,
Buddha.
Buddha, what up, boy?
We got you next here. Phone lines are open, 916-909-1320. Steeler One KC brought to you by Sky River Casino on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Let's shout out Jaren Jackson Jr., who signed a five-year $240 million contract. Gets injured the very next day.
Oh, man. Well, announced he was injured the very next day.
Yeah, I just thought about that, too. I was like, when did that happen?
He announced. He let the team know he got hurt.
He,
Did you fax over that contract, or was he present to sign that?
That man came walking in every step. Oh, ow. Hey, oh, God, ow. No, it's good. It's good.
Foot looking like Dak Prescott.
Oh, man.
Going to sign the contract. No, I'm good. Hey. I'm good.
Hey, Jaren, why are there tears streaming down your face? I'm just so excited.
Is that what says? Turf toe? Was he running routes with Vivek?
No, he might have been. Ta-tat. He might have been.
Vivek.
Well, the other guy is gone. So the quarterback is gone. So maybe Jaren had to get out there.
Vivek is like Deuce on Father's Day.
Bro. Bro,
he ain't got nobody.
That video Deuce posts every Father's Day makes me laugh every single time. Every time it's funny when the camera just slow pans to the ball hitting the ground.
Oh, and I feel bad for laughing because it's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's hella funny.
Look, I grew up without a dad too. It's funny. It'll never not be funny. So great. Let's see what Buddha's talking about here on the Elk Grove Kid Talk Line, 916-909-1320. Buddha, what it do, boy?
Yo, what's good, my good brothers? How y'all doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing? You sound like a little more chipper than usual.
Yeah, what's up, man? Like the edible ain't hit yet.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely up, you feel me? I'm definitely up. I wanted to say, KC, congratulations. Your boys just got DeAndre Ayton, man. Congrats, my boy.
They're not my boys, and I didn't even see that.
Wait, who? The Lakers?
I'm assuming that's what he's talking about. Those aren't my boys at all. Stop, Buddha, stop. That's not my team.
But, nah, I called in to talk Kings, man. Hey, shout out to Scott Perry, man. I see it's a lot of mixed feelings going on with his moves and stuff, but I don't know. I feel like he's been hitting. At least he out there making moves. We had to check on Monty, make sure he was alive a couple times. So,
that's true. That's true.
Hey, brother got a pulse. Moves.
All right, keep it moving.
He making draft moves. He got Dennis in here. Dennis, he slept on. He got signed yesterday. He was in the gym for real right after that. So, like, he going to work. That boy going to work, and he going to get some of the playmaking that Fox left. Because that's what really made Monk better when he had a point guard. So I feel like that was the question that CJ asked a while ago with how can you get Monk open up. I feel like you need somebody like Dennis. He going to get him right, you know. But, yeah, man, let's just keep it positive. And I feel like Summer League, everything going to go back, and we're going to be excited.
All right, Buddha.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Buddha definitely sounded a little bit different. Yeah,
Bruin seems pretty happy today, it seems.
Yeah, it's just, you know, the vibes are up for
maybe
him, I guess.
Maybe he took the stevia joint instead of the indica, and maybe he just hit a different strand this time. Buddha, one of my favorites, man. But what he was speaking about, for those that didn't see that, Mark Stein tweeted, multiple interested teams expect DeAndre Ayton to commit to the Los Angeles Lakers after he clears waivers today at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is about 9 minutes from now.
Hey, can we get that Austin breaking glass?
Is it worthy?
Yes.
I can tell by the stupid look on your face. It's not. No,
is it the music?
No, it is.
What is it?
Sacramento Kings have signed number 42 pick. Maximum.
That's not. Reynaud. God,
that is.
Damn it,
it's
Jimmy.
Breaking news.
No, it's not.
They signed them 3 years.
Whoa.
3 years. $5.95 million deal. Typically, I wouldn't talk about this, but I didn't get a chance to talk about this guy because I was off the next day.
No, show up to work.
Hey, I'm trying to relax.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to.
No, I hear you. I hear you.
I'm trying to calm down.
There you go.
Not just jump out the window.
But go ahead.
But I'm like,
yeah.
I don't know how he was number 42.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was number 42. This dude's got a bag. I think it was.
See, hey, okay, you got to be careful.
I know. You got to be careful. I put the phone down right now.
Jesse, out of the corner of my eye, Jesse, he threw his hand up to get our attention, but he had his phone in his hand, which is our signal for check your phone. And I look back over, and he put his phone down. I was like, hey, what is going on over there? Go ahead. Jump in.
Is there any truth to him, like, forcing his way to Sacramento? Are you talking about how he fell? I thought I saw that on Twitter and stuff.
I heard he said he wanted to go to Sacramento.
Yeah. Matt. I think it was Matt. Someone relayed that to us. And but you asked, I don't know how he got to 42. I know Matt was, he was one of the ones who mentioned, yeah, one shortcoming he has is on the defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
He can do a lot on the offensive end, but defense, it could be a low.
Well, damn, I was going to say he's Wemby's best friend, I guess. So that was going to be the Wemby stopper for KC. But
oh, there you go.
Workshop that.
Seven, what there is he, 7-1?
7-1, yeah. Hey, and can shoot.
I think it was Jonathan Givony said it maybe the next day or whatever. He just, like in one of his Sports Center hits, he was like, yo, the Kings look at him as a guy that could possibly be a starter one day. And I was like, hell yeah, he can. I think he's the truth. I look at him, his game reminds me of, I think the guy I'm going to compare him to has a little bit more of a post game, but I don't think he shoots as well as my man Max. He reminds me of Sengun. That's what I see when I see him.
Okay.
That's a bad.
You're doing a great job of not jumping out the window, by the way.
I'm
no, you're doing I'm like, a really, really good job of dude, not diving headfirst out of the window here
with
Sengun references. It also means he's going to fold in the playoffs. Great. Great.
Well, look, I remember seeing him in college because I was like, yo, this dude. Cause it,
did he play with?
He didn't.
He didn't. Okay.
Well, I think he did maybe last year.
It would have been 2 years ago, right?
2 years, maybe so.
Okay.
Yeah. I just remember
Keep track how many teams our boy is on, whoever team's Andre is on.
just trying to keep up.
At this point, just declare for the draft so I can follow what you're doing.
But I remember seeing Max this year because he was – I just saw his numbers on one game. Like, he's averaging, like, at the time, like 20 and 10. Like, 20 and 10? What the hell? So I kept watching throughout the season, and I just liked his game. I forgot about him once the draft time came around or whatever. And I remember we were at Baker Family Wines, and we were leaving, and it was like the Kings are on the clock. I said, oh, let me see what I get. I wanted Proctor. And when I saw that, I said, oh, snap. Oh, that's a good look. So then I watched the highlights more. And then I watched a couple of games. Hey, man, this dude, man. I don't know where he's going to be at to start his career. I don't want to say, like, rookie stardom. I'm not saying that. But
I did have a theory on that. Of course, you weren't here, so I was talking to myself a lot on Friday. No one was here to talk me out of this. With, you know, I obviously didn't know at the time, but with Valanciunas gone, I think there's a situation. We certainly saw Domas and Valanciunas lineups at different points. But, you know, one thing people have been asking for when you know, because I assume, I don't expect Trey Lyles to be back with Sacramento. I don't know that he signed with anybody. I just don't expect him to be back here. It was always that, you know, you need someone who can stretch the floor. You need someone who can complement Domas in a very specific way. Now you have potentially a big who can stretch the floor. Like, you have a guy you could potentially put at five and pull defenses out and allow Domas to do what he does around the block.
100%.
And that's a very different dynamic than Valanciunas had. It's closer to what Trey had, but you are sacrificing certain things with the Trey-Domas pairing down there. This, if it works and he can legitimately be an NBA player, you have a new way to open things up for Domas a little bit that he hasn't had. Not only did he not have him last year, he hasn't had that as a Sacramento King, period.
Right.
Feels
like one of the perfect guys to go next to.
I found the thought of that fascinating. I don't know how realistic it is because we are talking about a second round pick, but one thing that we have been discussing for the better part now of 3 days is, look, you can want to tank, you can want to acquire draft picks or assets, as we've just dumbed this whole conversation down to. That's perfectly fine. You have to manage them damn near flawlessly for it to work. Yeah. Sam Presti has managed assets and the returns that he has got from star players like Russell Westbrook and Paul George brilliantly. You could argue flawlessly. Not many have done that. Not many can do that. Maybe you can't be as good as Sam Presti, but you have to be a hell of a lot better than anyone in this organization has ever been. And you have to hit on second round picks. Especially with this goddamn apron and the salary cap being what they are, and the league apparently being scared now.
Terrified.
This is, people asked earlier, so, you know, people have been, you know, challenging us on this Malik Monk thing. It might not be a Malik Monk thing.
Right.
It might just be a league thing. And you outlined that earlier. So you have to hit on second round picks sometimes. You need to find a guy who can play on your roster who you took in the 30s or in the Sacramento Kings case at 42. You've got to find those every once in a while. The Kings landed Keon. We'll see where that gets them long term. But I know everyone, you know, certainly fans love him. This 42 might, it could wind up being something for you.
Man, I was super impressed with his game.
And another person who has to, it's not just Scott Perry and the general managers who have to manage that asset correctly. It's Doug Christie.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, absolutely. Yeah, like, you know, one thing Mike was, I think Mike, the New York Knicks head coach, was terrible at is he just didn't let guys make mistakes. And it was a constant, you know, all right, you're out. No, you're out for the next four games. Yeah. All right, man. Like, if this young man gets in there it's a little rocky, but hey, what's Doug always say? Hey, just keep working. We're going to get through this. Keep working. We'll get through this. Let him figure it out.
Yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.